Granny's Abner, I believe that's our ring.
Aye, Doggy's Lump, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
Let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge.
Well, it looks as though the Pine Ridge War Savings staff is going to sponsor an art exhibit as its next war bond selling project. The paintings to be exhibited, of course, will be those of Miss Mabel Melrose, the attic dweller. As we look in on the little community today, we find Lum in the Jot 'em Down store and library. Abner is just entering. Listen.
No, good morning, Abner. Come on in.
Yeah, morning, Lum.
What's the matter with you this fine, bright, and cheerful morning? Birds on the wing warbling love notes to their feathered mates.
Ah.
You ought to start the day out right by being happy, Abner. With a smile on your lips and a twinkle in your eye. Wonderful world.
I don't know what's so wonderful about it.
Why, there's flowers blooming, the bees buzz.
Mom, you've got to get that woman out of our attic. That's all there are to it.
Get Miss Melrose out?
Yes, sir. I don't think her and Elizabeth's going to get along together at all.
No. Abner, don't you realize it's a great privilege to have a famous artist living in your attic? Thousands and hundreds of folks would give might not anything to have such a thing happen to them.
Well, just let them have her then, for I'm willing to give her up, Lum, I'll tell you that.
Just think, Abner, someday after Mabel's as famous as Rembrandt and Leonard da Vinci and or Whistler's mother or any of them big artists, then you can take folks up to your attic and say right there is where she actually done her painting.
Well, I won't have to tell them that, Lum. They can see for themselves where she spilled paint all over that attic floor.
You realize that someday there's liable to make a museum out of your house?
Well, that'd be a heap better than what Miss Melrose is making out of it, and I don't know what a museum is.
You don't realize what a great thing you've got there, Abner. You're liable to get to be as famous as Mabel herself, just because she lived in your attic once.
Well, I don't want to be as famous as Mabel if I have to go through all this to do it, Mom. You better just tell her now to move before her and Elizabeth gets to fist-fighting one another.
Oh, that's ridiculous. Mabel ain't the fist-fighting kind at all. She ain't like Betty.
Well, maybe not, but Elizabeth is when she gets mad, I can tell you that. She can do enough fist-throwing for the both of them, Lum.
Well, I can't very well make her move now. She just moved in your place a few days ago. Besides that, she's paid up a whole month in advance, ain't she?
Well, yeah, she done that, but...
And you done spent the money, ain't she?
Well... Yeah.
All right, then. She stays right where she's at.
Well, now, if she does, Lum, I ain't going to be responsible for what happens to her. I can tell you that right this minute.
Oh, I ain't worried about that. Her and Elizabeth will hit it off like two peas in a pod as soon as they get to know one another better.
Doggies, if that Miss Melrose puts a stick on her shoulder, I'll tell you one thing. Elizabeth will knock it off of there.
Oh, no, she won't.
She will do it. She wants to fight.
Well, I know, but Miss Melrose ain't the fighting kind, and she'll never get up a fight with her.
Well, she better learn how to be the fighting kind, then. I'll tell her that right now. Learn to run one.
You just don't know women folks at all, Abner. Everything's going to be fine and dandy. I bound you that you hardly even know she's in the house, hardly. A dainty, delicate thing like her. More than likely, you can't even hear her.
Well, if we can't hear her, then we've got some awful big mice stomping around up in that attic, Lum. Something stomps around there all the time.
That's just your imagination working overtime.
The mice has got 17 coupons and got shoes. I hear them.
Quick as you get to knowing Mabel better, though, and get acquainted with all her good qualities, you'll think different about all this stuff. There's a wonderful woman.
Uh-huh.
Now, let's sit down here and work out the details for our big art exhibit.
Now, another thing, Lum, I don't think she...
Now, listen, Abner, if I've told you once, I've told you twice that this art exhibit's a terrible good idea. We'll sell a big batch of war bonds at it.
I got my doubts about it.
On top of that, it's a good high-class culture affair, and it'll do something we've been trying to do for a long time. Let's get a little higher type of ignorance in this community.
Well, Lum, I can't see how looking at them idiotic pictures that Miss Melrose paints is going to raise anybody's ignorance.
Well, yeah, it will. Fact is, I think maybe we'll have the art exhibit sort of co-sponsored by the Pine Ridge War Saving Staff and the Golden Era Discussion.
Now, listen, Lum, I saw some of them pictures of hers, and I'll tell you right now, they ain't no good.
Abner, I don't want you sneaking up in your attic and looking at her painting.
I don't have to sneak up in the attic. She's got them right downstairs there. I can't get through the parlor now on account of them things.
Well, you ought to be glad to have such fine paintings in your parlor. Them are more than likely worth more than $1 million.
Yeah, maybe so. I wish she'd stop putting them in the dining room, old. Got them on a supper table in there, and me and Elizabeth have to eat out in the kitchen, standing up at that.
Well, that's good for you. Human race sets down too much of the time anyway, I think.
Well, she's stopping it.
Where do you reckon you'd be the best place to hold the exhibit? At the schoolhouse?
Lom, if we ever show them pictures of hers out in public, we'll be the laughing stocks of the whole community.
Why, we won't know such a thing.
Why, she's got one picture where it looks like some little old pearl done when she was a young'un, and blindfolded at that. Looks sort of, well, like a chicken or a duck or something with six or seven hands and feet on it.
Yeah, I've seen that one, too. Beautiful piece of work.
And I said to her, I said, that's a peculiar looking chicken there, Miss Melrose. She said, that ain't no chicken. Said, that's a bewildered soul of a cottonwood stump calling out to its sister.
Its sister?
That's what she said. Them was her exact words.
It was, huh?
Yes, sir.
You sure it wasn't a chicken, huh?
Not according to her, it ain't.
Well, she's right, too. I recollect it now. That's what it was, a cottonwood stump.
The soul of a cottonwood stump calling to its sister?
Soul, natural.
Love to hear that.
You see, this new art stuff ain't hard to understand once you get on to it.
Well, maybe not, Lon, but there ain't nobody in this town that's ever going to get on to it, I'll tell you that. Leastways, they ain't going to pay out a lot of good money to see a whole exhibit of it.
Oh, yes, they will. In the first place, they ain't losing nothing on the money they put out because they're getting war bonds for it. That's what they ought to be doing with their money now, ain't it?
Well, yeah, but...
And in the second place, they'll come to the exhibit just out of curiosity. Once they get inside, I'll explain the whole thing to them.
You'll explain it?
Why, sure. I know a thing or two about surrealism and all that stuff. Or at least ways I'm learning it. Miss Melrose give me a book about it. As soon as I get that read, I'll be authority on the subject. Then I'll give the lectures.
What lectures?
All them I'm going to give at the art exhibit.
Huh?
Fact is, it's going to be one of the main features, the lectures.
Dog, is there something I'd love to hear?
Well, don't worry, you will. I'm more than likely to give five or six lectures every evening.
Every evening?
Yeah.
How long are we going to run this art exhibit?
Oh, one whole weekend. Two or three days.
Huh.
Just tricks me and you, I believe the folks will be more interested in my lectures than they will be in the pictures, even.
Love, how can you lecture on something that you don't know nothing about?
Well, I do, too, know something about it. Here, let me read you some of the stuff out of this book she gave me.
Oh, my. Well, there's no use reading it to me, Lum. I know right now I ain't going to understand none of it, no way.
Yeah. Simple stuff once you get on. Here it is. Now, just listen to some of this.
Yeah,
here's a chapter I was reading just this morning. Awful interesting junk, too. Surrealism is a term applied to the modern movement purporting to express the subconscious mental activities by presenting images without order or sequence as in a dream. Or to put it another way, it is an expression proceeding from...
Wait. Hold on. I ain't understood how it was put the first way yet. Come over that again, Lon.
Oh, very simple, Abner.
What does it mean, though?
Why, it means, just what it says there. Mental activities and images and sequences and subconscious and all that stuff.
You mean you have to be sub-unconscious before you can paint that away?
Well, no, I don't think so.
I believe that must be it, Mom. That's more like the trouble with Miss Melrose. She's unconscious all the time and don't know it.
Why, she ain't no...
I'll say one thing for her. For an unconscious person, she sure gets up and down them attic steps good.
Abner, she ain't unconscious. That ain't what surrealism means at all.
Well, what does it mean?
Why, it means, Grannies, maybe this is over your head after all.
Well, get it down to my level then, Lum. I'd love to know what this is all about.
Well, here, let me read you another part here. Something that ain't so deep.
Yeah, that's what I want to hear.
Try this here.
Yeah.
At present, surrealism is generally divided into two principal categories.
Into two what, Lum?
I think that means into two different rooms.
Oh, I know that, yeah.
One, the expression of automatic impulses, and two, the expression of dreams.
Dreams? Yeah. I doggies, that's it. She paints them pictures in her sleep.
Why, she don't do no...
Well, anybody wide awake wouldn't make that many mistakes in one picture.
Well, it don't mean she paints in her sleep, Abner. I don't think, anyway. I believe it means she paints pictures of what she dreamed about.
Well, she better see Doc Miller, then. That woman has some of the worst nightmares I ever heard of.
Well, now, wait. I think we got this all mixed up. Let me read some more of this. Maybe that'll straighten it out.
Well, I believe I'm beginning to understand it now, Lon.
No, you ain't.
Yes, I am, too.
Listen close now. Exponents of the former branch rid themselves of logic and mental activity and let the forms and lines spring spontaneously from some inner psychological urge.
Uh-oh. I'm right back where I started.
Right.
What does that mean now?
It means,
Huh?
Well, let's see, You mean that last part I read?
Yeah,
there?
What you read there, all them big words. I just wondered what all them meant, Lon.
Which of?
Well, most any of them. I don't believe I understood any of them there from the very start, Lon.
You mean spontaneously?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, why don't you ask me about exponents? I know that good.
Oh, exponents, huh? What is that?
Well, I, Granny Sabner, I don't believe I'll give no lectures after all. I'm going to take up painting them surrealism pictures myself.
You're going to take it up?
Yes, sir. Just now made up my mind.
Huh?
I'll show my pictures at the exhibit right alongside of Miss Melrose.
Well, now, wait a minute, Lump. You mean that you understand all that stuff you was reading there?
Well, not exactly. But there's one thing that's clear to me now.
Yeah, what's that, Lump?
Just this. It's a whole lot easier to paint that stuff than it is to try to explain it. So from now on, I'm an artist. L. Eddard, artist.